And bless his holy name. Let's be thankful and be praiseful unto him for all of the miracles, the signs and the wonders that we enjoy, even as a commission, the addition and the increase, the multiplication, the enlargement on every side. God alone deserves all the praise. The psalmist said, this is the Lord's doing, and it's indeed marvelous. That is why we are returning this morning, to give to him thanks, to give to him praise, and glorify him, magnify him. Thank him for another day, another beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made, that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank him for it. With thanksgiving this morning, let's lift up this garden to his hand and begin to ask for grace this morning. The spirit of grace and supplication, for by strength shall no man prevail. Let's ask the Lord this morning to baptize us with the spirit of grace and supplication. As we lift up our voice in praise, as we lift up our voice in intercession, that our voice shall be heard on high this morning. Our voice shall ascend unto the heavens this morning, and I shall return with our own prayer answered in our hands. Let's give him thanks. Let's praise him and magnify him. Thank him because of the spirit of grace and supplication that has come upon you and I this morning to pray effectively on the prayer altar. Ask of him this morning. He said, ask of me. Ask of him this morning. Ask of him this morning. The spirit of grace and supplication. As we lift up our voice this morning, ask him to baptize you and I with the spirit of grace and supplication. Give him glory this morning. Bless his holy name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
Our Lord, calling your name, yeah, every day, your name is the same. Jesus, every day, your name.
Let us put our hands together for Jesus and please take our seat. We are starting our intercession this morning by praying in this manner, saying, Father, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field this week, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Let our amen be stronger. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 1 and verse 8, But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, unto the uttermost part of the heart. Let us be on our feet this morning and pray in this manner. Father, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field this week, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Father, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field this very week, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we demand this morning that you empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field this week. Let it result in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Pray with faith in your heart this morning. Ensure your voice is making the difference on the altar of prayer. Demand in the name of Jesus Christ, saying, Father, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field this week, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. You are praying, connecting your heart to the heavens. Ensure you are not muttering words this morning. You are praying a prayer that you must receive instant answer. We pray this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field this very week. Let it result in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, you said in your word that we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We pray with the potency of this word this morning that you empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field this week, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Ensure your prayer is counting. Ensure your voice is being recorded in the heavens. In the name of Jesus Christ, connect your heart. Don't look around. This is a prayer that demands instant answers. Father, we pray this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, empower every winner, empower and deal every winner with power for effectiveness on the harvest field this week, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cannot do these things in the energy of the flesh, and that is why we have call upon you this morning as a church, as an individual, that you empower every one winner across the nations of the earth for effectiveness on the harvest field this week, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Are you still praying with zeal? Ensure you are connecting, praying with faith. Pray this morning. This is a prayer that we must receive instant answers. Pray in the spirit, also pray in your understanding, but just ensure this prayer is ascending unto the heavens. You are praying this morning saying, Father, empower every one winner for effectiveness on the harvest field this week, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church. Appreciate him, give him thanks, exalt his holy name, because this prayer is answered already. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus and please take your seat.
In a moment again, we shall rise to pray. And this time we're saying, Father, Turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church in this prophetic season. John chapter 4, verse 29 and 39, paraphrase. Come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? And many believed on him for the saying of the woman. Please join me, rise to your feet this morning, and let's together lift up our voices saying, Father, turn all our new converts and all our new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church all through this prophetic season. Someone lift up your voice at this point and let's engage our hearts, asking the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, turn all our new converts and all our new members into active disciples. Turn each one of them into passionate disciples, thereby leading many, many others to Christ and even to this church. That's our prayer demand this morning. That's our expectation, our God. Therefore, lift up your voice, everyone, this morning, and let's together engage our hearts as we cry unto our Father. Heavenly Father, this morning, we are asking in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, lifting up all our new converts and all our new members, and asking you to turn every one of them into active disciples. Turn each one of them into passionate disciples. Let the zeal of your house, the zeal of your kingdom, consume each and every one of them afresh with new dimensions of engagement, turning each one of them into passionate, zealous disciples of the kingdom, thereby drafting many others to Christ and drafting many into this church all through this prophetic season. Lord, that's our prayer this morning. Someone lift up your voice. Engage your heart right now. Remember, we are praying to the God that answers. Therefore, with faith in your heart, lift up your voice and cry unto God this morning. Our Father and our God, we are asking concerning all our new converts and all our new members. We are praying this morning that you turn each one of them into active disciples. Let the zeal of your house consume every one of them. Let the zeal for the advancement of your kingdom begin to burn in the hearts of every one of our new converts and our new members in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone lift up your voice and so you are praying this morning. You are praying with focus. You are praying with tenacity. You are praying with boldness this morning. We are crying to the God that answers prayers. Therefore, lift up your voice. Our Father and our God, we are lifting up every single one of our new converts and every one of our new members that you have given to us all through this season. And we are asking that you turn each one of them into active disciples. Turn each one of them into passionate disciples. Let the zeal of your house consume every one of them with greater intensity. Let the zeal of your house begin to burn so strong in the hearts of every one of them, thereby leading many others to Christ and many to this church. Someone lift up your voice. Pray some more this morning. Engage your heart with passion this morning. Remember, we are praying the advancement of the kingdom of God. We are praying the will of our Heavenly Father. Therefore, pray some more this morning. Engage your heart. Engage your faith. Pray with confidence. Pray with boldness as we lift up every one of our new converts and our new members. And ask our Father, oh God, we are praying this morning. Turn each one of them from mere members into active disciples. Let the zeal of your house, the zeal for the advancement of your kingdom, begin to burn in the hearts of every one of them with greater dimensions, with greater fervency, all through this prophetic season, making every one of them fruitful in their kingdom engagement endeavors. That's our prayer this morning. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hands if you will. And let's appreciate our Father. He has heard us again this morning and he has answered our prayers. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. And in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please give Jesus a big, big hand. And you may please be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, let the Holy Ghost burn off everything that defiles in our lives, thereby making our stewardship acceptable in this prophetic season. Can I hear a bigger amen? Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28 says, wherefore are we receiving a kingdom which cannot be removed? Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, let the Holy Ghost burn off everything that defiles in our lives, thereby making our stewardship acceptable in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Ghost fire burn off everything that defiles in our lives. Lift up your voice and let this prayer be your prayer this morning. Let the Holy Ghost burn off everything that defiles in my life, in our lives. Let the Holy Ghost fire burn off everything that defiles. Let the Holy Ghost fire burn off everything that defiles in our lives, thereby making our stewardship acceptable to you. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. You are not just interceding, you are also praying for yourself. Father, let the Holy Ghost burn off everything that defiles in our lives. Let the Holy Ghost burn off everything that defiles in our lives. Lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn off everything that defiles in our lives, everything that defiles in my life. Father, let your Holy Ghost burn them off, thereby making our stewardship, my stewardship, acceptable in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice on high. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit, but by all means, let your voice resound on high. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn off every defiling situation from my life, every defiling agent from my life. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Holy Ghost burn off everything that defiles in our lives, thereby making our stewardship acceptable and rewardable in this prophetic season. Father, this is our prayer. This is our heart cry. Lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. Father, let the Holy Ghost burn off. Let the Holy Ghost burn off everything that is seeking to defile us. Let the Holy Ghost burn off everything that seeks to defile us, thereby making our stewardship acceptable. Thereby making our stewardship acceptable in this prophetic season. Someone lift up those hands right now. Begin to appreciate God for answers to prayer. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory that is due to him alone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
Next, we shall rise to pray, and when we rise, we shall be saying, Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and with his hand fulfill it. Shall we be on our feet as we pray right now? Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Lift up your voice and let us call upon the God of heaven, the God that said it, and bring it to pass. Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. The Lord has said it, he will bring it to pass. Lift up your voice and pray with faith in your heart this morning. Call upon the God of possibilities. Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, our Father and our God, we are calling upon your name this day. We pray in the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be God of Israel, we speak unto David my father, and with his hand fulfill it. Standing upon this scripture this morning, decree by the authority in the name of Jesus, saying, Father, stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, our Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray with faith in your heart. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted all across Nigeria this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, is not a man that should lie, neither the son of man that should repent. Whatever he says, he has the power to bring it to pass. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray with faith. Pray with confidence in your heart, saying, Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, this is our outcry this day. This is our expectation. We are asking, oh Lord, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Pray unto our God. Lift up your voice everywhere and call upon the God of heaven, the one who says it and the one who can bring it to pass. Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we pray, stretch forth your hand again. Stretch forth your hand again for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Lift up your voice and pray with faith in your heart. You can pray this prayer in the spirit. You can power it in your understanding. Ensure you are connecting it to heaven. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray this prayer with confidence. Our Father, stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Lift up your two hands to him. Wave it unto him and give him thanks, because he has done according to our expectation. In Jesus' wonderful name we are prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
Next, we'll rise up to pray. And when we rise, we'll be saying, Father, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Matthew chapter 16 and in verse 18, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Join me as you rise up on your feet, lifting up our voices to heaven, saying, Father, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice to pray. This is vengeance prayer against the enemy. Father, execute judgment upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice everywhere. Let heaven register your voice of intercession. Ensure you are not just muttering words. Pray with fervency and pray with faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice everywhere. Brethren, lift up your voice. Ensure that your faith and your heart is engaged in this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, execute vengeance. Execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Is someone lifting up his voice? Pray with every fervency of the Spirit. Ensure your heart is engaged. Your faith is engaged. Heaven, hears this your voice of intercession. This is a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Father, this is our heart desire. We lift up our voice in one accord. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, pray in the Holy Ghost. Engage your faith, engage your heart. Let your voice be heard on high this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell. Execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Is someone lifting up his voice? Pray with fervency. Pray with faith. Pray with understanding and in the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus, execute vengeance. Execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell. You said you will build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Father, we pray in one accord this morning. Execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Engage your faith. Engage your heart. Lift up your voice, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Father, in the name of Jesus, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church all through this prophetic season. Lift up your hands. Let's begin to magnify him for answered prayers. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
Next, we shall be rising up to pray, and this time around, we shall be praying our personal supplication. As we do so this morning, let's remember God's word in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 to us. Hebrews 4, 16. The Bible says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Whatever your need might be there for today, as we approach the throne of grace and we do that boldly, help is coming your way. Please, with this understanding, rise up on your feet and let's begin to approach the throne of grace boldly, making known unto him the need in our life so that his help can reach unto us speedily. Whatever that need might be, begin to give it expression as you approach that throne unto God right now. Now lift up your voice and begin to thank God for answered prayers. Help is available right now. Give him praise, give him glory, magnify him. Lift up your hands if you can and thank him for sending you help even today. Give him praise and glory. Father, we thank you for answered prayers and for sending us help in our areas of need. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Right now in this covenant hour of prayer, it is testimony time. Please listen and connect with these documented testimonies, and yours shall follow shortly. Number one, supernatural conception via soul winning. I have returned to give God thanks for wiping away the shame of over 4 years barrenness through Kingdom Advancement Engagement. I got married in October 2013 and believed God for instant conception, but it was not forthcoming. I began to engage in the mysteries of the kingdom, yet no result. But I held on to the word of God's servant that when your cloud is full, your rain will fall. Furthermore, God told me, give me souls and I will give you children. But I was not committed to the various outreaches that year. I only go out, share a few flyers, and return back home with no single soul to bring to church. This continued until Operation Take Your Territory for Christ was declared. Bishop said, your fruitfulness is tied to this operation. And I made up my mind to engage productively and aggressively in soul winning, hunting for souls daily. Between March and now, we have reached out to over 200 souls, and some of them are already established in the church. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. Around the middle of May, I started feeling some discomfort in my body, and I decided to run a pregnancy test. Lo and behold, it came out positive. The God of this commission has visited me through engagement in soul winning. May his name be praised forever. Mrs. A.I. Olasite is a testifier. Let's celebrate Jesus some more this morning. Number two, supernatural turnaround via soul winning. During one of the services, Bishop Oyedepo said, somebody's breakthrough is tied to this soul winning engagement. I believe that prophecy was for me, so I engaged in soul winning like never before. I said to myself, this is injury time. I cannot afford to miss this blessing because I did not do well in the previous outreach engagements. In August, I was led by the Holy Spirit to engage in 1 week prayer and fasting, and during the fast, God directed me on how to go about the soul winning project. He told me to take the clothing I was not wearing anymore along with me when I went out on outreach, and as I preached to people, I should give the clothes to them. I obeyed. Thereafter, 8 of my converts followed me to church. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. In addition, 22 of them attended Believers Foundation class. Before the end of that prophetic season, God opened my heaven financially. Big, big hands to Jesus this morning. Also, there was a contract that I quoted for, but the chairman of that organization refused to award it to me. But on Monday, I received a call to come to site. When I got there, the chairman of the company was waiting for me. He said that he did not know why, but he felt he should give me the contract. Thereafter, he instructed his accountant to write a check in millions of naira in my name. I give God all the glory. The testifier is David A. Give Jesus a bigger hand of praise this morning. Rise on your feet, lift up your hands, and magnify God.
Lift your hands, lift your voice, and give God the glory this morning. Give him the praise, give him the glory. Give adoration to his name and celebrate him. From the depth of your heart, give him praise. From the depth of your heart, give him praise. These testimonies we have heard are the doings of the Lord. They are marvelous in our eyes, and therefore we owe him the glory. We owe him the praise. We owe him the honor. We must give him all the adoration. Celebrate him this morning. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Give him all the praise that is due unto his name. Our Father, we give you the praise. Our Father, we give you the glory. Our Father, we give you the honor. Our Father, we give you the adoration. Also thank him for the answers he has given to your prayers, that you have not prayed in vain, your intercessions, your supplications. God has heard you. Will you give him thanks? Make sure your voice of gratitude is being heard on high this morning. as you give thanks and give praise unto the Lord, celebrating and glorifying him, honoring him and giving him all the praise that is due unto his name. And now I begin to ask the Lord to speak to you this morning. Lord, I've come to hear from you this morning. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. I have come to hear directly from you today. Speak to me this morning by your word. Thank you, mighty God, for it. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, this morning, we thank you for these awesome testimonies. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. And for it, we give you all the praise. For the answers to our prayer, we say thank you. And now this morning, our eyes are upon you, Lord. Speak to each one of us today. By your word, let everyone be transformed. We give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortation for this week, which began yesterday, is tagged Obedience Speaks Louder Than Voice. Obedience speaks louder than voice. We came to recognize yesterday that every blessing of the kingdom is in response to obedience. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and verse 2, if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all that I command you this day, he said, the Lord will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come upon thee and overtake thee if thou hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. According to scripture, therefore, wherever you see blessing, at the foundation of it is obedience. Obedience is God's prerequisite for the release of blessing. In James chapter 1 and verse 25, he said, he that looketh unto the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, him not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, he said, that man shall be blessed in his deed. So behind blessing is doing. It is what you do with what God says that determines the blessings that you secure. And that is why obedience becomes the cardinal price that must be paid for a life of blessing. In fact, the Bible says in that book of James, beginning from verse 22, it tells us there, he said, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. He said, for he that is a hearer of the word and does not do is like a man that looks at his natural face in a glass, and straight away he forgets what manner of man that he is. So according to scripture, therefore, it is not enough to know or to hear. It is the doing that brings the distinction. Until you put your hand to the plow, the beauty of the kingdom cannot be revealed on your life. The Bible says very clearly, he said, he that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So there must be a consistent press and push if you are going to see the beauty of the kingdom revealed in your life. I pray that for each one of us, the grace to remain active doers in the kingdom will come afresh upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. It's important for us to note this morning that God does not only answer prayers, he also responds to our acts of obedience. God does not only answer prayers, he also responds to our acts of obedience. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 and verse 23, the Bible tells us there, 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23, it tells us there, it says, as the Lord such great pleasure in burnt offerings and in sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, he said, behold, obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. You see, we must understand that when it comes to our spiritual engagement, our obedience is responded to even just as our prayers are. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, there is a very interesting picture that is painted there from verse 3 all the way to verse 6. He said, although we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. He said, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the name of God. Now, you know, when we think about spiritual warfare, we think about prayer. Casting down imaginations, pulling down all the things that are opposing. But look at what it says in verse 6. It says, and when thy obedience is complete, you will now avenge all disobedience. So according to scripture, that spiritual adventure of warfare is described as obedience. So our obedience is the key to the attention of God. If you want the intervention of God, you want God to step in on your matter, you want God to step in your affairs, you must understand the necessity of obedience. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 3, the Bible says that God is a God of knowledge by whom actions are weighed. In other words, what you say will lack weight if there is no action. God gives weight to actions. It is the actions we take that determines what we weigh. The actions we take. And that's why it's important for us to understand it's not enough to pray. You must know the actions to take. You must commit yourself to the engagement of that which God says if you are going to gain access to what you desire. Shout hallelujah. You heard the testimonies that were read to us this morning. That individual trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And I believe has prayed and prayed and tried to get it from God other ways. But then suddenly began to engage. Say in the past, during the engagement, she will go out and just share a few flyers and return back without returning with any single fruit. But then suddenly there was a change of posture. She began to engage with all of her heart. And her action had weight before God. And suddenly she was confirmed pregnant. The story turned around at the instance of obedience. You see, your voice in the spirit is louder by obedience than even by prayer. When you call on God in prayer, he hears. That's true. But when you obey God and his word, your voice is amplified. You see, obedience itself carries a voice. I discovered something in the book of Luke chapter 1. The Bible says concerning Zechariah, and Zechariah, who was the father of John the Baptist. It says in verse 11, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Zechariah. And in verse 13, it says something about Zechariah. There he said, the Lord has heard your prayer. Zechariah was not praying. He was serving. What he was doing there was to do what was his lot, which was to burn incense at the altar. He was not praying. He was serving. But the angel said, he said, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife shall bear a son. And to show you that that was not Zechariah's prayer point, the Bible tells us in verse 18 that Zechariah said, how can this thing be? Because I'm an old man. My wife is also well stricken in years. In order for him, for his prayer not to be canceled, the angel said, I am Gabriel. I stand before God. He said, now your mouth will not talk again until the time that this child is born. Because Zechariah, that was not his prayer point at all. His obedience was his voice before God. You must understand that your obedience is your voice before God. As you are busy obeying, God is busy responding. For somebody here today, I see God responding in every area of your need in the name of Jesus. Zechariah thought that the chapter for childbearing has closed. He said, I'm an old man. He said, my wife is also well stricken in years. How can this kind of thing come to pass? So it means it was not even his expectation anymore. But when you begin to obey God, God does not only look at your expectation. He's after your decoration. He looks for the area of your life that needs decoration and begins to visit you. I see God visiting you with heavenly decoration in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said somebody believe it, say louder, amen. In Joshua chapter 11 and verse 15, the Bible tells us there, he said, all that the Lord commanded Moses, he commanded Joshua. He said, and Joshua did not leave anything undone that the Lord had commanded him. And then verse chapter 21 of Joshua and verse 45, he said, there failed not aught of the good things which the Lord spake concerning Israel. He said, all of them came to pass. Joshua obeyed all, and all came to pass. Everything came to pass in his life because of his obedience. Your obedience is louder than your voice. You can scream in prayer, but it cannot match the voice of your obedience. Your obedience is louder than your voice. I pray that for each one of us today, the grace for obedience will come afresh upon us in the name of Jesus. You look through the scripture, you discover that the Red Sea parted ways at the instance of raw obedience. Raw obedience. The Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14 and 15, he said, Moses said to the children of Israel, he said that you shall hold your peace and the Lord will fight for you. And verse 15 tells us there that God spoke to Moses. He said, why are you crying to me? Speak to the children of Israel that ye go forward. Why are you crying to me? You want my intervention? Then engage in obedience. And the Bible tells us that as they stepped forward, the sea began to separate. And they went on dry ground at the instance of obedience. Obedience speaks louder than voice. This morning is important for us to understand that every act of obedience will always provoke a reaction from God. God reacts every time you act in obedience. And one of the reactions that we see that occurs when we obey God is that impossible doors open to us on their own accord. Impossible doors open to us on their own accord. We have that example of the children of Israel going through the Red Sea. The Bible tells us very clearly, he said that they were, you know, so they were behind them was the children, were the Egyptians, and before them was the sea. It was as if they were caged into destruction. But the Bible tells us, like we saw in that Exodus 14, verse 15, God said, go forward. And as they obeyed that word, the sea that was the barrier between them and the escape into the promised land was open. It was an impossible door. Nobody goes to the sea expecting it to part. You and I both know that if you see anybody walking into the sea and the person cannot swim, you know that is a suicide mission. It is not as if he's going to anywhere to escape. They were escaping through an impossible door. That door was a door that had no chance of opening. But because it was in obedience, it opened on their behalf. I don't know what door seems too closed to you, that seems it cannot open. But as you obey the word of the Lord, particularly in this 3-month season of engagement, impossible doors will open on your behalf. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. And the reason that it opens is because obedience secures divine presence. And the presence of God opens the doors that stand in our way. In the book of John chapter 14 and verse 21, the Bible tells us there, it says, John 14, 21, he said, he that hath my commandments and doeth them is he that loveth me, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. I will show up on his behalf. And when God shows up, doors open up. When God shows up, doors open up. In Psalm chapter 24, verse 7 to 10, it said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. He said, who is the King of glory? The Lord, mighty in battle, is the King of glory. So when God shows up, doors open up. When God shows up, doors open up. The impossible door opens up every time God shows up. And what causes God to show up on our behalf is our obedience. And when God opens a door, no devil can close it. He said, I set before thee an open door, and no one can shut it. As the doors of life open up to you, I see you stepping into greater dimension of testimonies than ever before in the name of Jesus Christ. But what is the price for his presence? Obedience. The price for his presence is obedience. If you obey him, you will see his backing, you will enjoy his presence. And what an opportunity you and I have. I love what that individual said in his testimony. He said, I recognize that it was injury time. You know, in football, injury time is the additional time that they give to you. Now, this is injury time. It is the additional time given to us these 3 months to dive in obedience and take hold of the prize. When you score in injury time, they cannot tell you that you didn't win the match. You, no matter how many goals were scored against you before, as long as you score enough to outscore your opposition, you win. And that's what God has given you and I in this season. He has given us the opportunity to score our goals in order to secure our desires. Somebody here is taking hold of their desire in this season in the name of Jesus. Rise on your feet with me this morning. Lord, I receive grace for obedience. I receive grace for obedience. I receive grace for obedience. Not to be a hearer alone,
but to be a doer of the work. He said that man shall be blessed in his deed. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace for obedience. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. Receive grace this morning. Receive grace this morning. Lord, I receive grace for obedience. I receive grace for obedience. I receive grace for obedience. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace for obedience. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace for obedience. In the name of Jesus, I take grace, O God, for obedience. I receive grace for obedience. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your voice and take that grace this morning. You can pray in the spirit, pray your understanding, but take hold of grace. Take hold of grace. Take hold of grace. Grace for obedience. Active obedience. Committed obedience. Consistent obedience. Persistent obedience. I take grace for it this morning. Lift your hand to heaven right now and glorify God. If you know that that grace has been made available to you, Father, thank you. And blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Another day gives you another opportunity to dive in obedience to God and watch God decorate every aspect of your life. That will be your experience in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Now speak to the day. A brand new day is here. What you decree is what God delivers. Speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Make your decree concerning the day. He said, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You will have whatsoever you say. So speak to the day. The day is blessed. A day of testimonies. A day of open heavens. A day of encounters. A day of progress. A day of advancement. A day of heavenly speed. Speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. We decree today as a blessed day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Appreciate him with your hand lifted to heaven, giving glory unto him. Father, we give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.